Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for being a part of the Fearless Army. Drop us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And when you do, ask me a question in the comments. Each week, we'll compile your best questions and answer them on air. Welcome to Fearless with Jason Whitlock. I'm Jason Whitlock, your host. Happy Thursday. Thank you for joining me. Awesome show planned for you today. I need you, if you're listening over Apple, hit that 5-star rating, write a review of the show, help us fight the algorithm. If you're watching over YouTube, you know what to do. Hit the likes, hit the subscribe button, hit the notifications button, hop in the chat, leave a comment. I'll be down there as well, talking, communicating with you as we go through the show. Warren Sapp's going to join us today. We're going to talk some NFL, National Football League, throw in a little bit of the conversation that Steve Kim and I had on Wednesday about Draymond Green and athletes with FU money and whether that's a good or a bad thing. Fantastic show. Keep it about football. Not going to keep you here all night. It's going to be great because we got Warren Sapp. And it's going to be great because our sponsors continue to allow us to talk about sports and politics and culture in a way that no one else will. And one of our greatest sponsors, of course, is Preborn. As the left ramps up their efforts to abort babies, it's time to ramp up our efforts to save babies. Why not include saving a baby on your Christmas list? What could be better? And because of our partnership with Preborn, an organization that has rescued over 270,000 babies, you can do just that. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics rescues 200 babies as they compete head-to-head with the abortion giants. You see, they offer an abortion-minded woman a free ultrasound. Preborn does that. Once she meets her baby for the first time and hears that heartbeat, her baby's chance at life more than doubles. For just $28, you can save a life, and now, through a match, your tax-deductible gift is doubled as well. And because Preborn supports both mothers and babies with diapers, car seats, counseling, and more for up to 2 years, you're offering double blessings. Now's the time to put your year-end write-offs to work. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, the keyword baby. Or go to preborn.com/fearless. That's preborn.com/fearless. Guys, I got a great email yesterday, or maybe it was Tuesday.
Yeah,
listen, guys, you know I love Preborn, and I love getting your emails. I wanted to call out Ted Cox, who sent me an email, I believe, Tuesday. Yes, it was Tuesday. Ted, thank you so much. And Ted didn't write me the email for me to call him out, but, man, he gave $1,000 to Preborn tonight. Warmed my heart. I love to hear from you guys when you give to Preborn. I write you back, fearlessblazeshow@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Ted. Warms my heart. Inspires me. Hopefully it inspires you all to continue to support Preborn. What better could we do during the holiday season than support our number one sponsor and a sponsor that is providing life to young children and providing life to mothers? It's awesome. All right, so let's get to our main man here. Talk a little football. All right, Sapp, biggest story in the National Football League this weekend, or this past weekend, and we still got to talk about it because we haven't heard from the authority on the NFL. Patrick Mahomes went full crybaby mode after losing to the Buffalo Bills and the headless horseman, Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. We talked during the week, and for some reason you were defending Patrick Mahomes and the offside. You thought the offsides call was BS.
Wait. You got me right in front of you, and you about to turn this into what you think I was gonna say or what I was defending? Come on, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right. Well, before I asked you about Patrick Mahomes, what did you think about the offsides call that
he was offside.
Helped decide that game?
Oh no, he was offsides all day long. Not no question. Shit, he covering the ball. You can't even see the ball. But the question I had was, you know, because I, you know, talked to NFL people around the league, and you know, we discussed, you know, a lot of foolish things that the referees do, and I went inside the lab. So I mean, the tape don't lie, the eye in the sky don't lie, and I can show you three or four occasions where they say the yard marker is the 31 or the 32, and the referee's on the 31, not the 32. So how are you gonna be able to judge this? And then I went to looking at something else because I got interested because, you know me, I get a little crazy. I was like, this couldn't have been the only time they lined up like this, because I remember the first play of the last of the 2-minute drive. I looked at my old lady. I said, baby, he in the neutral zone. And he was scaling number 11 when he ran the out route. He's there too. And then I went back in the tape, and they lined up 10 times with Lock. It ain't even close. I took pictures of this. So if my thing was for the referees, if you're calling it 11 times this year, you only call it 3 times the year before this, so that was, what, 2022, and you call it 1 time in 2021, and I happen to know the coach personally that you call it against in John Gruden, because me and him had a discussion about it, you know. Like, yeah, they call that on me out of 58-yard bomb. I'm like, ooh. I asked the referees, if you're going to call it in the second quarter. So now Andy Reid has his warning. They're alerted. And I wouldn't be looking at it throughout the game. They did it 10 times in the first 56 plays of this game. 10 times they lined up like that. And for them was Kelsey. I mean, I guess if you're a Swiftie, you don't call it. You know what I'm saying? You just, hey, he cool. You know, he ain't going very fast. You know, the center actually moves the ball back a good half a yard when he's snapping it, because he wants it right underneath his nose so he can just flick it to Pat. Well, Patrick. I don't want his mother coming after us. Patrick. They flip it back to Patrick. And the thing about it is, when that call is made in that moment, we have one of the greatest, you know, laterals. You know, take me back to Wycheck, back to, Dyson, back in the
Music City Miracle.
Music City Miracle. Nashville. You know what I'm saying? That's what that looked. I mean, for Kelsey to come up with that, ooh. And then you look at Tony, he's pouting. Everything you don't want in this sequence, this young man who dropped the first pass in the week one just keeps coming back up. I mean, it just keeps coming back up. And then we talk about Deontay Johnson up in Pittsburgh and some of their antics with their receivers. The $20 million receiver definitely ain't worth it. I can say that.
Okay, so Kadarius Toney was wrong. I'm tired of everybody trying to deflect
to
the referee.
He's offside. Blah, blah. Yeah.
I want to talk about the real issue here. What did you think about the way Patrick Mahomes handled this?
Oof.
Snapping on the refs, pouting to Josh Allen after the game, pouting at the post-game press conference. Is it fair to question Patrick Mahomes' leadership?
Yes, his antics, yes.
Yes.
You lost the game. Your guy was offside, clearly, Pat. I mean, what has he said this week? You know, don't he got a press conference on Tuesday or something? I mean, come on. You got to readdress this young man.
He's apologized to Josh Allen.
He hadn't apologized to
Josh Allen,
the referee?
So that's the one thing he's great. Not that I'm aware of, no.
No, you got to apologize to the referee. The referee just called him to play. He just called. I mean, they had plenty of opportunity to call it early in the game. Absolutely. I mean, so many opportunities to call it early in the game. Just, I always say to the refs, call it early so when you call it late, you don't become the factor that, you know, the world is talking about for the next 6 days. Call it in the second quarter. You know, tell the coach, hey, coach, you guys are lining up there. Because that's, you're talking to somebody who had a credit card alignment for 11 years. I mean, I ate every inch of the ball with Law, and I looked at every headlinesman in the down judge, and I say, may we have one warning. That's it, please. Just one warning. If we line up over, I understand. But if we're close, just say, you know what, Warren, give me an inch. You know, back up a little bit what you got. And we used to get it. I mean, you just got to have, I mean, the thing that kills me is Tony. Just look at the ref and point. How many times we growed up with all the great ones turning to the referee? Am I on the line? The referee would look at you and be back up a little bit, son. But these kids don't communicate. These kids don't want to talk. They want to send text message. He want to look in at his quarterback.
He probably wanted he would have texted the ref.
He'd have texted him, you know. You know, WYD. Looking at you offside. Looking at you standing in it. I mean, Jesus. It wasn't even close.
Here's the other thing. I think this is another little subtlety of how sports has changed. Because of the athletes and how much power and money, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the highest paid employee of the Kansas City Chiefs by a mile. Probably makes five times what Andy Reid makes, maybe 10, I don't know, five times what Andy Reid makes. And so Andy Reid, because Patrick Mahomes has this meltdown, Andy Reid has to go into the postgame press conference and back up his quarterback. It used to be everybody reflected the tone of the head coach. The head coach gets y'all gathered up in the locker room after the game. Hey, we're not going to whine and cry. We're going to blah, blah, blah. We're going to don't blame the refs.
I got
everybody would then go to the podium. And now it's the other way. Andy Reid's got to back up and reflect Patrick Mahomes, his quarterback.
Patrick is different. Come on. What is Andy going to do? Andy's hits right here. He rode Donovan McNabb for everything he can get out of Philly, got him 150 wins and all of that. But this is it. And I go down with that quarterback too. Well, think about what you're saying, man. Big Red done had some bad calls called on him. The pass interference by Mr. Knighton up in Green Bay that was ridiculous that they don't call that. It's so bad that Troy Aikman called out the kid against the Giants on Monday Night Football when it wasn't even a pass interference. That's a makeup call for last week. you know, your boy Troy Aikman, I love him. You know, he unfireable, but he'll damn sure say some truth, though. I love it by that. I mean, he just called him out. Just say, oh, that's a makeup call for the Green Bay, for the Kansas City call. Wasn't even close. The kid was nowhere near pass interference on Monday Night Football, but he got that flag. He did not get it against Kansas City. So, you know, it's been simmering a while over here with Big Red, with the competition community. And that's something, you know, just call it early. Call it in the second quarter, and then we ain't got to deal with it because you've alerted them that you're looking for this call. But that's the only one of those 10 I saw that they call. I mean, it didn't affect the play. But he is offside.
I'm a
no
Chiefs
doubt about
fan.
It. I mean, as a
I'm,
fat guy that
I'm
lined
a Chiefs
up
fan. Here,
hey, I love the Chiefs, but he's offsides. Go back and look at the game and look at the first snap. Travis Kelce's offside. His foot is breaking the back of the football. I'll send it to you. I got a picture of it. First play of the game, he's in lineup in the neutral zone. First play, they could have called it. Or warned him and said, hey, look at your guy. You know, just tell you guys back up a little bit, Andy. And I'm sure Andy would have said something, but... Tony lined up offside all game long. I guess he had that guy belligerent with it by the end of the game. You know, he needed that little extra 2 inches to kind of get on down the field because they were in desperate mode. They were desperate. They were definitely in desperate mode. And boy, what a play he wiped off the board. Oh, one for the ages. Oh. Ooh.
All right. I want to move on to our shared MVP candidate,
yes,
Tyreek Hill. And I think on Monday night against Tennessee, I think Tyreek Hill clearly showed his value to the Miami Dolphins. When he was out, the offense basically went away.
They didn't have one.
But, yeah, they didn't. And then you could say, even looking at the Chiefs and how, you know, they're struggling to score 17, 21 points every week. Now that I know he's been gone 2 years, but Tyreek Hill's value is clear cut. However, him getting hurt in that game, his ankle, and then after the game saying, Didn't he say I came back in again because my mama, my girlfriend, or my wife, or somebody texted
him? His wife told him better get back out there.
His wife, yeah, better get back out there. And so he goes back in the game. And so did Tyreek Hill, with them losing and obviously showing his value, they're not as good without him. Uh-huh. And when he came back in, he was pretty effective. Did he bolster his case for the MVP, or did he hurt his case for the MVP Monday night?
I think he took it through the roof. I mean, with him, we're talking about 2,000 yards and, you know, a
2,000 yards, that's off the table now.
I got that's it. That's what I'm saying. Now. But him would have been healthy. That's what we'd have been talking about. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it still ain't off the table. Don't do that now. Don't do that. We've seen 200-yard games. Don't do that. This young man, but what did I tell you a couple weeks ago when I went to the Carolina Panther game? They don't tape up anymore. You can't run that damn fast and don't expect somebody to roll an ankle. You have to put tape on. That just was a prerequisite. That was like a mouthpiece or, you know, a jock. You put jock socks and tape on. Come on. I mean, it's just a part of the game. But these kids just, they defy it. They defy all the rules, the football gods, and now you see. But I think his MVP case is locked. Unless Dak just blow us away. Now, if Dak does what he did Sunday against the Eagles the next 3-4 weeks and the Dolphins can't find a way to get Tyreek Hill loose, I can see him because, you know, Jerry and the Cowboy. Did you see when he rolled out and threw that pass? The umpire threw the flag, looks like a classic holding call, and just picked it up. You saw that?
You talking about the Cowboys?
Yeah, the first one when Dak stepped up in the pocket, you can see the umpire clear as they throw the flag for the holding call as he got out of the pocket, and they just picked it up. No, we'll continue to play on. You know, not in Jerry's house. We're not doing that tonight.
you're a little bit ahead of me. I'm about to talk about Dak Prescott and a few other quarterbacks. Before I do that, Sap, let me take care of a little business. I want to talk about our great friends at Liver Health Formula. You guys know I've been taking Liver Health Formula for more than 2 years. About a year ago, they hopped on board as one of our primary sponsors here at Fearless, and I couldn't be more pleased. As we approach the new year, it's time to think about becoming a healthier, more energetic version of yourself in 2024. If you've been dealing with low energy or have gained some extra pounds you can't seem to shake off, the issue might be your liver. Your liver is super important for staying healthy. It does more than 500 important jobs. It probably does more work than all of the Democrats put together. Actually, it could probably run as VP. So you got to help it run faster because 1 in 3 Americans are now living with a sluggish, fatty liver, and all of that booze with carb, packed potatoes you're going to have for Christmas won't help it. Listen, nobody wants to feel tired and sleepy. Everybody wants to have the same energy crowds get during the Trump rallies. So you better get prepared for 2024 because it's going to be a crazy year and you need all of the energy you can get. One thing that could help is Liver Health Formula. It has 11 powerful botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Go get it today and get a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings. Visit getliverhelp.com/Jason. Now to claim your free bonus gift. Don't miss this chance to start the year feeling yourself your best. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/Jason. Sap, I want to play you this video. Do we have the video of Cam Newton? Basically, he done called everybody game managers. Uh-oh. Dak Prescott, Tua, Brock. Anyway, let's play the video of Cam Newton dressed as Homie the Clown while analyzing football.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, obviously Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, but Brock, they're not winning because of him.
He's not turning the ball over.
He's managing the game. And if we were to put that in its own right as game managers, this may ruffle a lot of feathers, but it's honest. Brock Purdy, Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, and really, Dak Prescott. These are game managers. They're not difference makers. MVP.
And when you say game manager, I'm not asking you to go out and win the game. I'm just asking you not to lose.
Not to lose the game. Exactly. So with that being said, I'm saying if we're going to really call a spade, there's a difference between managers of the game and difference makers of a game. That's not to say that they can't win the MVP.
Correct.
But it just is what it is.
Cam Newton wants a...
Cam Newton wanted
help me out here, Ward.
A co-MVP. Yes, he did. He won a co-MVP, took his team to the Super Bowl versus the Denver Broncos. I called nephew that morning, Von Miller, and I said, if you want this game, you got to take it over from the first quarter to the fourth. And he said, I got you, Unc. And I remember him making play after play, going at him. Shaq Barrett was with him back then, who's down in Tampa, won his second championship, and they was going at him and all over Cam Newton. And I remember late in that game, 14-10, Cam Newton getting stripped of the ball. And you know what I call the ball in a football game? The church's money. That's right. You are carrying the hopes and dreams of every fan, everybody in the organization, the lady that types up the itinerary, the lady that makes sure we got a bus outside that waiting on, the man that cuts the grass at one ball. You are carrying the hopes and dreams of your team. And he would not stick his face down there and go get that ball. So now, homie, the engine clown train operator proceeds to say that. Come on, man. What alternate world are we living in, Whitlock? Hold on. A guy in his last 3 years in the National Football League had a quarterback, a QBR, because that's the new standard. Now, the QBR, not the quarterback rating, because 58.3 is perfect, and we'll never get there, so don't worry about it. But if you do get there like Brock Purdy did this year, they'll celebrate you and say, like, yo, we haven't had one of these in a while. Because, you know, Phil Simms was 22 for 25 in a Super Bowl, and he'd get a perfect rating. So in that, QBR, 22.5, 39.4, and 30. Not game manager. You know what somebody said to me? Sap, the only thing worse than his stats is some of them outfits. and you came out with it right there looking like homie the clown engine choo-choo coordinator. What the hell? And I want to know who the hell that is over there, you know, vouching for this shit. Because somebody over there got to be like, you know, Cam, that, you know, Dak Prescott is almost a 70% completion guy in the National Football League right now. You know, the man's got four straight, you know, Cowboys scoring 30, 40 points. A game manager?
Cam wants a network TV job. That's
not doing this.
That's what...
He'd be better off with a podcast cussing like Charleston White and you know, doing that. Yeah, do that. Son, get your bubblegum chewing running back. You talk about a glorified running back playing the quarterback position. That's exactly what Cam Newton has always been. You talking about some out routes where he bounced it on the ground. The worm balls, I think, the great Randall Cunningham calls them. That's what Cam Newton was notorious for. And then you leave the church's money on the ground on the greatest stage we know, the Super Bowl, and won't go stick your 275-pound nose in there to go get that ball back, to go for that last drive. Cam, we saw it, son. You pouted in the Super Bowl, you left the church's money on the ground, and now you want to call the best quarterbacks we have playing good football right now, game managers, stop it. The game is open. They throw it 40 times a game. What the hell have you been watching? No one checks it down anymore. We throw it deep on 3rd and 2 when they blitz us. Did you see the Pittsburgh game? Come on, Cam. We call it Chuck down south. That Chuck. Chuck it up. Chuck it up.
Downfield. Yeah.
Hey, chuck it up. And then let one of them athletes, what would Randy Moss look like now in this NFL? He'd be flat foot dangerous, dog. Ooh. Ooh. The space you'd have to give him. Ooh. Ouch. Nah.
I want to move on to another quarterback another team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Have now lost back-to-back games to the Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers by a combined, I believe, my math says, 75-32 combined score. Have the Eagles been exposed? Were they overrated?
No, the Eagles were just in a tired situation, but even more than that, I told you I didn't trust their third-down defense, and it done went from 30 something to almost like dead last. They're dead last now, and it's gone from like 44% to almost like 49 now. You're almost like a 50% chance of getting the first down. And when you're taking away three snaps away from Jalen Hurts, you know, Smith and Brown and company on offense, hey, this is the National Football League. The fastest adapting organism on the God's green earth is an NFL defense. You're going to have to do something different. You're going to have to self-scout yourself and show them something and then give them something different. And I don't agree with running your quarterback in Jalen Hurts. They ran him on the second play of the game, the 12th play of the game, the 21st play of the game, the 23rd. No! What's Swift doing back there? I know he's number zero, but he got to be worth something. Come on. Get him the ball and let him run. I know he wants to run the ball. Every running back wants to run the ball because nobody wants to commit to a 30-game run, but this young man's tired. This young man's tired. He's the target of it, and now y'all want to play 11-on-11 football. No. No. You see that on his left arm right there? That's an IV before the game or during the game. Trust me, this young man, this brotherly push, tush, push, whatever you want to call it, brotherly shove, this young man is tired. And he's played some damn good opponents the last 4 weeks in some demanding football games, mentally, physically, in the whole nine yards. He's tired. He's tired. And they're not finding a solution to give him easy throws and, you know, situational football to where, you know, we're gonna hand this thing to you, Swift, eight straight times. You know this old line we talk about with this brotherly push? No, we're going to need you to block somebody, and we're going to need to go forward with our running back. That's what we're going to do. And that's not what's happening. Like I told you about the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins had a 14-point lead and couldn't melt the game away because they don't have a running back to turn and hand the ball to and say, we got a hammer offense. We're finna get the hell out of here. They just gave us the game with two back-to-back turnovers. And we can't melt this thing away? I don't give a damn if the cheater's in there or not. He ain't in the run game. That's what you're going to need for minutes. We're going to need to turn hand this thing off and move some people. Yes. Yes.
So do you think they can get it fixed this season? Can they catch the Cowboys or the 49ers? You think they can get it fixed this season?
You ain't got to catch them. You just got to get in the tournament in any given Sunday. I believe in that wholeheartedly. No, you got to get in the tournament. And now it only the 53 men in the building that matter on that Sunday afternoon. Can we go get it done? Nobody had me as a world champion going through those playoffs. No. I had to go through Philly. It's cold. It's the vet. They're closing it. Trust me. You just got to go take it. No one saw Eli Manning. Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice. At one time, he was wild card going through Green Bay. Wait, what was it? My man looked like Tom Coughlin's face had them fell off that Sunday. They almost killed the coach right on the sideline trying to coach their way out of there, man. Come on, dude. You just got to have the 53 men and the 11 on the field that day that say not today. Dwight Freeney and them had to go through three monster running backs. Who were they? Larry Johnson, Jerome Bettis, and another one. They shut them all down in the run game, and Peyton found his thing and got a championship. Listen, it's about you and your men getting in the tournament and saying, now, let's go do what we got to do.
All right, let me take care of another sponsor before I move on to our final two topics, Sap. Guys, looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? Here's a tip from Cozy Earth that'll have her bragging about how thoughtful you are. I'm talking about soft, luxurious bedding from Cozy Earth. I own a set of their sheets, and it really is life-changing luxury. Listen, Cozy Earth bedding is incredibly soft, lightweight, and naturally temperature-regulating, so she'll sleep more comfortably year-round, and so will you. And Cozy Earth uses only the very finest materials, including premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Plus, every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas bag, which means no gift wrapping required. And while you're checking out their world's softest sheets, don't miss their luxury pajamas, ultra-comfortable joggers, plush lounge socks, premium bath towel collection, or their brand new cuddle blanket. She'll love them, too. So give the gift of comfort this holiday season and save up to 40% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code, Fearless, at checkout, and save up to 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Fearless. It's a great Christmas gift. Everybody's got to diversify their Christmas giving. Here's an easy way. Go to Cozy Earth. Use my promo code FEARLESS. 40% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Sap, big game this weekend, this Sunday, the Cowboys and the Bills. Cowboys are hot. The Bills are trying to salvage their season. Who you got?
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Who you got?
Who's on the road? Cowboys on the road?
I believe so. Now yes, Cowboys on the road.
Ooh. Ooh, what's the spread? My gambling friend.
I should know that too.
You should. I mean, come on now. I know you.
I will know it before kickoff, trust me, and I'll know it here in a second here.
I'm going to go with the Bills. The Bills are more in a desperate mode. The Cowboys feeling good coming off the shellacking of them. And what's the line? I like your face.
Bills are -2. Bills are -2. They're favored by 2 points.
Yeah, I like the Bills. You take the Cowboys out of the friendly conference of the Jordan Mahal. They feeling good about pounding the Eagles. The Eagles are reeling. And Josh and them are back up against the wall. And come on, you know my headless horseman. Ain't nothing like a cold weather game to get him riled up, you know, out there in the cold, and it's all on him. This is him right here. And Dak's coming in with hot numbers talking about the MVP. Josh gonna tell him, don't forget about me. You know, Josh one of them special characters, man. He's very special. So I'm gonna go with the headless horseman on this one here. Let's ride, baby. The headless man will ride.
I'm shocked this isn't the Sunday night football game. I don't know how that didn't happen.
Right.
The Ravens and Jaguars, a good matchup as well. But this should be the Sunday night football matchup. The Cowboys and the Bills. I'm going to surprise myself here. I actually think the Cowboys are going to win this thing. I think the Bills, had an emotional game last week, probably feeling a little too good about themselves. And I know their back's still against the wall. They're just 7-6. I think Dak is because if Dak is this close to really taking control of the MVP race,
a hold of
or reducing it down, taking a hold of it, if he, and I think that's important for Dak. If Dak can get MVP, he legitimizes that contract, takes all the pressure, a lot of pressure off of him.
Wrong approach. The playoffs are the ultimate judge of any quarterback in the National Football League. And if these kids haven't realized this, because I'm looking at the National Football League right now. Let me see. Aaron Rodgers is on the sideline. Joe Burrow's got, $200 million. Deshaun Watson got $250 million. Daniel Jones got another $190 million. Justin Herbert's got, another $200 million. And Joe Burrow's got, another $250 million. And they're all at home. The regular season will not decide it for you, sons. This thing will be decided by how many championship rings you get to pull up on Tom Brady and his new hot whatever he rolling with nowadays. You know what I'm saying? When you see him on the golf course, how many rings you got? You know, that's what this is all about. The regular season went out the window a long time ago. This ain't what this about anymore. It's about championships and how many you got.
Well, I think you make an excellent point in terms of opportunity, When will you have this type of golden opportunity so many of the top quarterbacks are sidelined? Patrick Mahomes is struggling, having an off year.
Josh is having an off year.
This is the year. This is the year to go get you one and really silence the critics. And for Dak Prescott to, you know, because some people are comparing him to Tony Romo. Tony Romo was a great regular season quarterback that, you know, didn't win in the postseason.
Tony, Dak, as soon as the playoffs showed up, it was Tony, oh, no, don't throw that. You know, it's just one of those guys. I mean, but that's what he will be judged on, and so will Dak. I mean, you regular season success will not do it for you in this league no more. It'll get you a good contract, get you a lot of money, but then when you get in the playoffs, they're going to say you ain't worth the money because you don't have championships. Sorry, but that's the job you signed up for.
Sap, you just gave me the perfect segue into the final topic. On Wednesday, I talked with Steve Kim about this just from a fan's perspective. We talked about how much money the athletes are making now.
Thank Shohei, you very much.
Ohtani.
My Fox and
Oval. Oh, yeah. You're Fox.
I'm going to try them right here on air so we tell the truth, y'all. Go ahead with your question. I'm over here enjoying myself. I'm going to let you know what I think of it.
That's that straight bourbon whiskey. I'm glad you got that from Fox and Olden. Listen, Steve Kim and I talked about this on Wednesday about just Shohei Ohtani. $70 million a year. And then I brought in like Draymond Green into it in terms of like all these athletes have FU money. And so they don't care, in my view, as much as they used to. Draymond's been tossed out of 3 games so far. The NBA season's barely 25, 30 games old, and he's already been tossed out of 3 games. And so I want to ask a all-time great athlete, all-time great winner, performer at every college, pro level.
Thank you.
You know, we talked about it as fans. Can athletes make too much money to where it harms their competitive spirit and damages the game?
You know what? I never thought we'd even get to this point, Whitlock, because you know, it took the Reggie White case for us to have free agency in 1992 and the different things that came with that and the, you know, transition tag and the different things. And when they stopped talking about salary caps and luxury tax, at some point, it's got to be something because I don't think Gilbert Arenas, you know, gave us the amount of, you know, play that we needed for that money that he got. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a bunch of that going around. So I don't want to say they're making too much money. I think the owners just need to say I refuse to pay it. I mean, you can't make this money at McDonald's or anywhere else. So you're gonna have to meet us. You have to meet me somewhere in the middle somewhere and let's incentivize it. You know what I'm saying? How many games you play, how many, you know, lead the league in certain stats or whatever. Let's make this an incentive base. Let's just see how good your skills are because – you know, right now I just see a lot of shooting, no defense, you know. I don't mind the 140-some-point game, but shit. I mean, come on, play a little D, you know what I'm saying? Come on, we just jacking it and shooting it. And it's a game that's unfamiliar to me. I mean, it really is. Not a lot of cutting, not a lot of screen, you know, except the guys up top, you know, with the big guys with the pick and roll. But other than that, the other 3 guys stand on the court and just look around and wait for them to pass it so I can shoot one of these threes. I mean, come on. I don't know. but you gotta perform for the money that you're being paid because they're getting 2 and 3 kings ransoms. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it is a high price for a damn ticket to go watch the game. That's the thing now. You know, you used to get them things and, you know, sit down there and maneuver. Can't get a ticket to see, you know, Jimmy Johnson going to Ring of Honor in Dallas. And stopped all the requests. Help, somebody.
So, I've long argued that, like, hey, they're making enough money that you can guarantee them enough money in their contract, but you could also set aside some money based off, like you said, performance and winning. I would love for, in all sports, that the entire team gets $50,000 a win, each player or whatever. So it are based on some kind of scale where, you know, your most important players.
You had it right. When certain NBA teams would get to a level, bump them out of there. And your check and everybody gone. That's what, yeah, I love that. I love that because now we have an in-season tournament going on all year long, the whole season. And we get them to perform because you don't get that in football except at the end of the year when they say a couple people got the U-Haul pack and, you know, they might be, you know, going for, you know, draft position or something like that. But that barely, rarely happens in the National Football League. I mean, we've seen week 17, 18 upsets. It happens all the time. And seen week 17, 18 great games where somebody's got to fight their way out of one to, you know, solidify a playoff spot. That's the game we play. We show up, but this game management and load management, what the hell? Jordan played 82 games.
So just to be clear, your comments are all related to basketball. You don't think the NFL has the same issue as it relates to the players and the level of money and maybe trying to incentivize
just
NFL
the quarterback
performance
position
as well?
We both agree that the quarterback position is getting outrageous. They're making 5, 6, 7, 10 times what the player below him is making. I mean, are you kidding me? We would never. The quarterback is not that important. And the men in front of him that's blocking him and the men that's hunting him, come on. What are we talking about here? Come on. You can't be that far apart. You can't be that big of a gap. No. Unless you like Pat Mahomes and you've never seen a road playoff game.
You gonna see one this year.
You're gonna see one this year. Yeah, I know. We're gonna see what, you know, Chris Jones and this, you know, they better get Pacheco healthy because the two things that must travel Andy Reid on the road, and I think you know this, a defense and a run game. They normally don't let you chunking around the yard when you come visit on the playoffs.
Zap, great job as always. Happy Taste. Birthday. I think you're.
Yes,
I think you're headed to the Bahamas, 19. Right?
No, it's too much rain. I can sit at home and watch the rain. No, and I don't gamble like that, so no, I'll be at the house. I'm going to run to my mama and see if I can get some chitlins or something because she always cooking. It's Christmas time.
Put a little of that Fox and Odin in your eggnog. That'll sweeten your eggnog.
That is tasty. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you, Warren. Great job. We'll play some tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Waiting for the countdown, coming off the breakdown, standing in line for freedom. Looking for a breakout, feeling like a standoff, nothing in life like freedom. Came like a fighter, striking like a ladder, making all this moves for freedom. I want freedom. No negotiation, my sister, no relation. We all just wanna have freedom. Sitting on the corner, never been alone. I'm breaking my back for freedom. Bless, we are living, get back. We are receiving, all deceiving. We all wanna be free. We want freedom. I just wanna be, I just